Thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. My name is Alexis. How can I assist you?
Hi, I've been waiting for a phone call about my appointment all day long now. No one's ever called me back. This is the second time I've called the helpline here and I've never received any answers.
All right. What's your phone number?
401-548-5396.
Okay, give me 1 second while the system loads your order.
It's an Australian Shepherd skull.
Eric said she was digging, and when she got to it, she stopped digging and sat down.
Really?
You know, no. I haven't been able to do anything all day because I've been waiting for a phone call. Couldn't mow, you know, couldn't do anything that I wouldn't be able to hear my phone doing.
I'm still here, sir. I'm just waiting on the system to load your order.
All right. Uh-oh, there you go, Milo. Milo, look. No, it's right over here. He'll be jumping around, feeling like a new kitty.
Yeah, right.
Cody's got it down. He's like choking.
It's a big tree.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
He took it from Bolty, and Bolt was pissed.
Oh.
Did Bolty do anything or no?
He barked at him and ran, and Cooper took off with it as well. I had no idea, and then I saw him go, ah. And then he freaking got it down, and I was like, what the hell?
Tell me.
Well, their hips are all right today.
I didn't know you were there, kid.
All right. And am I speaking with Eric Greenman?
Eric Geisman, yes.
At 343 Smithfield Avenue?
Yes, that's where the stove's being delivered.
Okay, give me 1 second. And this is for the gas appliance, built-in gas range?
Yeah.
Okay, give me 1 second. It looks like that the text said that you wasn't home and that you didn't answer. And I see that you called in earlier and said that you didn't receive a phone call and no one came to your house. Is that correct?
So I received the phone call last night saying that someone would be to the house between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m. today and that I would get a phone call a half hour before they were there. I never received a phone call. If they showed up at the house, they didn't call me to let me know because I'm not at the house. I needed to call somebody to go to the house once they told me they were going to arrive.
Okay.
No one ever called me to say they were a half hour away from my house.
Okay. They supposed to call 30 minutes when they're out, and then he said that you didn't, you wasn't at home. Let me try to reach out to the tech and see what's going on. Give me 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Sorry. What's up, big girl?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I wasn't able to reach the tech because his phone wasn't set on the order. He's not available. So since he canceled the order, he notated the order himself. I don't see any notes where he called in to let us know that you wasn't at home. So I'm going to have to send an email over to the home office team about this regarding that he just canceled the order himself, like, because he didn't call in to let us know. Because normally when a customer isn't home and doesn't answer, they're supposed to call in to let us know. So I'm going to have to send an email over to our home office team to make them look into this. He did cancel the status of the order on today. Do you want me to get you in for tomorrow and tell them that you need a this installation done on tomorrow?
Well, yes, and I also the whole reason there was nobody at the house was because he didn't receive a phone call.
Yes, and
right.
It doesn't even show, like, when he canceled the order, it doesn't even say that you didn't answer the phone. He just said customer not at home, and the techs are supposed to reach out to you before when they're on their way to your house, not when they arrive.
Right, and if they had, there would have been somebody at the house.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Let me just get this email typed up for you. Give me one moment. All right, so I just typed the email for you. I just said customer called in to see if he was still getting his built-in range installed on today because no one has reached out to him yet. I mentioned that I put up the order and the tech canceled the order due to the customer not being at home. I said customer mentioned that the tech didn't call him and tell him that he was on the way and that's why it wasn't anyone at the house. Customer is wanting to schedule his date for May the 13th, 2021, since his order was canceled and he wasn't reached out to. Is that fine with you?
That's fine.
Yes, so I'm very sorry about that, and I have that email sent over for you now.
And how will I know when they're coming tomorrow or if they're coming tomorrow?
They're going to call you by phone. More than likely, it's not going to be the same tech that you had on today. It'll be somebody else different. So once they confirm this email, you'll receive another confirmation call how you did to let you know. But I'm pretty sure it won't be the same tech that was on today.
Okay, very good.
Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
That's all set. Thank you for your help.
Yes, sir. And thank you for calling XPO Tech Line. You have a great day.
You too.